something different.
Итак, мы пойдем с вами в Слово.
We will go into the Word.
Сегодня
Today,
тему я назвал очень просто.
This message
Что
simply?
У тебя в руке?
What is in your
я
hand?
В некоторых моментах цеплял эти вещи, в некоторых темах я брал. Но сегодня Дух Святой конкретно сказал мне, ты
totally
должен сказать моим детям и конкретно все, как я это обычно делаю, изложить.
Like always,
чтобы в конце темы у тебя не было никакого сомнения, что у тебя есть что-то. И именно это что-то Бог хочет употребить. Вы слышите меня? Итак, мы начнем с места из Писания.
With the scripture.
Открываем исход,
Let's
4 глава,
Exodus
с 1 стиха.
4:1.
Исход,
Exodus
4 глава,
4,
с 1 стиха.
1.
Мы помним с вами маленькая предыстория.
Remember, small
Мы помним
story.
С вами, пока держите это место открытым.
Just keep this
когда Моисей,
open.
Разговор Моисея с Богом у горящего куста. Очень
God
популярная тема. Очень серьезное место из Библии. Именно там началось что-то,
right there,
что по сей день продолжается. Бог захотел вывести свой народ. Дорогие мои, Он нашел человека, который в своих глазах не значил ничего, и мы это понимаем с вами и видим до конца. Итак, дорогие мои, Бог говорил с ним, и Он хотел, чтобы Моисей начал делать что-то. Но вы знаете, дорогие мои, всем нам почему-то кажется, слушайте сюда, что у нас должно быть что-то сверхъестественное, чтобы совершить что-то сверхъестественное. Это заблуждение имеют все, с кем я встречаюсь. Ну вот у тебя же, ну вот у него же. Нет, я сегодня это разбомбил, и я докажу тебе, что каждый из нас имеет что-то абсолютно естественное, что при прикосновении Духа Святого начинает сверхъестественное.
To flow out of it. Everyone in the Bible that we read about, they've done something big, always. They always had something in their hand that others didn't pay attention. You hear me?
У всех у них
All
перед глазами, в руках
eyes,
или рядом с ними всегда находилось что-то, что никто не считал,
no
что этим можно что-то совершить. А именно в твоих руках, когда Бог
hands,
тебе сказал, это становится сверхъестественным оружием
weapon.
В Царстве Божьем.
In the kingdom of God.
Итак, маленький фундамент. Исход 4:1. Тогда Моисей сказал Богу, народ Израиля не поверит мне.
But behold, they will not believe me or listen to and obey my voice, for they will say, the Lord has not appeared to you. Again, I'm reading the New Translation, so if our translation is not
matching, don't pay attention. Не поверит мне, когда я скажу им, что ты послал меня. Бог не являлся тебе, скажут они. Бог спросил Моисея,
and the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand?
Вот так тема и называется.
This is how it's called. What is that in your hand?
Палка сухая.
It's a dry stick.
Ничего не значащее.
That doesn't mean anything.
Палки сухие были у всех.
Everyone had a dry stick
у всех 12.
In the
помните,
day.
Когда,
Remember,
чей расцвел? Чья палка расцвела?
Whose rod was blooming?
Это говорит о том, что их
Aaron's,
палки все
what does it say that everybody had one
Это
of these rods?
It was a simple walking stick,
like we say
Это
here.
Это была палка с крючком. Обычно пастухи
Usually
там,
shepherds
дернуть,
them,
там, знаете, you know, овцу, там, треснуть кому-то
to
не
hit
надо.
Someone.
Просто опереться. И, то есть эта палка имела много разных использований.
So
Она
it had many uses.
Особого не представляла.
It had nothing special in it. And by seeing
сказал,
this stick, you will never say that it's something supernatural, isn't it so?
Дорогие мои, рядом с тобой прямо сейчас
right now, next to you, there's something so natural that God wants to anoint, and you're not even paying attention.
Рядом с тобой ты говоришь, у меня обыкновенный голос.
You say I have a just regular voice. I have a regular voice, but when God takes it and uses it, this voice starts doing something supernatural.
Такой же голос, как и у тебя.
Same voice, like you.
Светлана, да?
Светлана.
Мало на свете певиц?
Don't we have enough singers in this world? But for some reason, when she starts singing, you feel the power. What is that?
Обыкновенный голос.
Simple voice. There are millions of voices in this world, but someone touches. It was. It becomes supernatural. But all of us, we have something.
And by
confused and thinking that you need something that somebody else has, that is what stops the whole move of God upon this earth. Because we're searching for something like that, I have to go to this conference.
You're not understanding me. I have to fly there. I have to listen to something. Right next to you, your rod is right there.
David,
your stones are right there. No one is paying attention at them. The whole Bible, church, is full of things that no one pays attention at. But once God said something to a man and he pays attention to that, and now it becomes a weapon. No one knew from that army that not with chariots and horses and a sword, but with a regular small round stone, full victory will come. No one knew when Jesus said, put down your swords
and
simply just walk. I mean, when God said just simply walk around the walls of Jericho, it was natural to walk and it was natural to blow the trumpet. But what was supernatural, the walls did fall. So natural in the hands of God becomes supernatural. I will prove that to you from beginning to the end. We'll get to Peter, the one that caught that fish. And then the regular fish, what was there? Gold. Beloved, it is all next, right next to you. Stop searching. Stop crying years and years of crying. I haven't read this. I haven't done this. Everything that you need is right next to you right now. Everything that God wants to use, and quite often, what I was thinking that I received, and that was that thing that I have to put away and pay attention at that rod that the Lord was pointing at. Listen to me very carefully. You will all go back to all of your rods and to all of these stones, and you might say, how can this rock save someone, or this rod save someone? Why don't you use it the way God tells you to use it, and then you won't need weapons like guns and things like that. God speaks into your spirit what to do, and I love when I read the whole Bible from beginning to the end. God usually, through these small things, would create with absurd things, he'd create victories. Let's move on. Verse 2. And the Lord asked Moses, what is that in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it to the ground.
Брось свой посох на землю, сказал тогда Бог. Моисей бросил свой дорожный посох на землю, и тот превратился в змею.
The symbol of royal and divine power worn in a crown of the pharaoh, and Moses fled from before it, because he wasn't expecting this. You'll be shocked, you know, what's going to happen. You'll see this rod will work. You know what? Do what Jesus will tell you to do. Do what Jesus will tell you. You'll say everybody does that. Stop. Everybody has a rod, but yours will work.
Yeah,
everybody finds stones, but in your hands, David, yeah, widow, everybody is, everybody is out of food, but you will have these. Because you will listen to God. And you had a little bit, you know, just gather all these different pots, all these natural things, and you will see they will be filled, and your natural will turn into supernatural. The whole Bible is packed with these signs and wonders. And everyone who had great big miracles never went anywhere. They had everything right next to them. You think you're different than me? No. Stop running around. Stop crying. Searching for things. Doing different things,
you know,
begging or placing your hands to be, you know, placing your hand to be prayed by 365th minister. You know what? Your rod is right next to you. Listen to me.
Брось свой посох на землю, сказал тогда Бог. Моисей спросил.
Cast it on the ground, says the Lord. And he did so, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it.
Fourth.
And the Lord said to Moses, put forth your hand and take it by the tail. And he stretched out his hand and cut it. And it became a rod in his hand.
Тогда Бог сказал, делай так,
this
и люди поверят, что ты видел Господа Бога,
you shall do, says the Lord, that the elders may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, of Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, has indeed appeared to you. Imagine in our time an anointed man would do this. What would you say? That he's from the devil. Again, I answered someone all their questions right now, right this minute. If for now a man would come and said, I have been delivered by God, he'd throw a stick and it became a snake. Really, just think, don't turn on this religious nonsense. Just turn on your normal brain. And a man throws a stick and now it becomes a snake. So, of course, the building will be empty right away. Guys are asking, how do we get people out faster in the building because they can sit here for 2 hours talking? And I say, you have a stick? They don't need to turn the light off or like flipping it on and off. You just drop the rod. Our lives as Christians are full of downfalls and discouragement. Because you have to understand from the very beginning, this is not your personal movement. It's not my movement. Someone is sending you, Moses. You're not by yourself. You're not a loner that has to create all of these tricks yourself and to prove to them that God is with you. No, if He is with you, He will prove it to everybody. He, the one that sent you, will prove and show to everyone who you are. You don't need to sweat. Just carry your rod, Moses. Carry your rocks and stones. We didn't understand from the very beginning that this is not your personal movement or ministry. The designer himself is standing behind your vision and purpose, and he is God. He's thought of everything. He's taken care of everything. Yours and mine thing is in the smallest, but quite often the most hardest thing. Simple obedience. That's it. Obedience. God tells you to do something. Oh, you weren't obedient. And maybe it's not sin, but it could be the scariest thing. You stop. What if David didn't pick up those stones? What if the widow did not listen to the prophet? Or what if Moses said, oh, it's not working, God, enough of these tricks? They'll say that I'm a warlock. They'll say that I'm doing witchcraft. I remember another story. You know, we're not going to continue, but there was other tricks that happened. He said, but why don't you place your hand inside your jacket, remember? And then there was leprosy on his hand. Imagine a man comes in and does the same thing. You will say, he is from who? From hell. Everybody said, in the name of Jesus. Can you imagine that? God said, God can do whatever. The fact is not in the warlocks have done that as well. But the key is in They cannot do that. What happened here right now before us is change lives. This is proving our tricks. And change lives come together. Again, I tell you, all these tricks that God does, and the devil sometimes copies, just like it happened with Moses, but until a certain degree or moment. Right now, I've answered some questions as well. Yeah, the devil can do certain things. But he can only do certain things, and that is why he's the devil. Only God can do all things. And that, and what he cannot. What he cannot. For thousands of people will constantly be transformed, healed, changed. Devil cannot do that. And no matter what kind of religious nonsense we preach to you or tell you, don't believe that. The devil has never done that. He will never will do that. It is done by the Spirit of God. And don't you dare blaspheme against him. Don't you dare blaspheme against him. That is done by God. And only by God. And by opening up your mouth at signs and wonders that are happening here, you are placing yourself in great danger. Blaspheming the only Holy Spirit that binds you together with Jesus that is sitting on the right hand of God. Do not cut this connection. Hold your tongue behind your teeth. Don't say anything. Even upon this earth, for many, many years, everybody understood now. If you are working for a company, is your boss sending you to a job and says, why don't you do this mega million project, buy whatever it is you need?
Look,
for instance, we are building, for instance, a skyscraper, 80-90 stories, and the boss says, Sergey, why don't you build it? That's kind of silly, isn't it? You know how many thousands of people are involved, not hundreds, but thousands, but planning the building, architects and all everything, and contractors to build this. And when God tells you, bring this, it means that you are a tire, and me and you, we're that wheel or tire, and some sort of great big machine of God. Unbelievers, people that are not Christians, they believe, they know that even if the boss sends you, guess whose credit card you have? The one that's building this project. We're like psychos and loners. We are switching for mine. Pray for me.
Bless me.
Don't touch me. By judging me, you're judging the whole skyscraper and all the builders of it, because I'm a small tire in this big, big machine. They understood that. Of course, if this is not some sort of nonsense and by itself, we're going to build something. You know, it's a we're going to go. We'll just glue things together and it'll work. No. There are inspectors. There are licensors. There's always updates with what is happening with this, you know, with building. Thousands of people are involved. And others come and, you know, and different people, different jobs, positions. And there's someone who gives out these jobs. I'm not the one that does it. I'm not God. You're not God. God is out there. He's the one that gives us this work. I'm just obedient. And of course, I use my natural things to achieve supernatural results. And when God opened this up to me many years ago, I've just breathed in. And after this message, church, you have to breathe in and say, and you might say, what, I shouldn't go anywhere? Yes, don't go anywhere. Everything that you need for someone out there to point to something that you have, you might try yourself, it's not going to work. But only through His word it will work. Another shoulder, you know, to extreme. You think you have it, it might work. No, it'll only work if God told you. Like Jesus said, I don't do anything if I see the Father not doing it. I don't do anything or say anything. He sees a designer and He does that design. He sees the blueprints and He works through by these blueprints. And this is our function. Just to simply... five bread and two fish fed thousands. Yes, it was natural bread, but who broke it? That's the moral of the story. Who said? To feed. And we'll get to these stories. I understand there's another preacher running around. Everybody's trying to get into their destiny. We as Christians, we think that if God has called you or me to something, that you always have to take care of all of it yourself, buy everything, invite everybody. Beloved, can I not agree with you? It's not like that. That is why there are people that are constantly have this nervous tick, someone left, oh no, who came? And you see them, and they're constantly ticking, and they have this nervous shaking. There's only one problem. He doesn't understand. This is not your project, brother. It is his project. Just shut your mouth and do what the blueprints tell you to do. Just throw the rod. No, throw it, I say. Oh, it's not going to happen. It's not your business. Your business is to be obedient. And years you were using this rod and never did anything about today. Throw it, I say. Today, just start. It's going to, this rock, you know, the whole army, you know, was stepping all over these rocks. And no one knew that this rock from the river, even the rock, had his destiny fulfilled. It flew and hit the target. And then they were digging it out from somebody's, you know, skull. Even the rock in the hands of righteous men become powerful.
Нам, как христианам, кажется, что
we,
Бог
as Christians,
призвал,
think that God has called us. We have to take care of everything.
Призвал,
if he has called you, listen to me very carefully. He will make sure you have everything the rest of your life. If you're taking care of everything yourself
Бог
and you're worried about it, then God has never called you.
Бог тебя
God
не призывал.
You.
Если ты по
if
жизни гоняешься,
your life,
зонишь,
you're chasing, you're calm,
плачешь,
you're taking care of things,
бегаешь,
you're crying, you're panicking.
Это пастор, ну, у него любовь. Нет, у него тупость.
And you might say, oh, pastor, he has love. No, he has just some silly ideas and just foolishness that he needs to be delivered of. God will take care of everything. And those that have to be with you, they'll be with you. And those that you don't need, they will not be there. Don't be confused. When you trust him, listen, he builds. I am a worker. That's it. Oh, so people left from you. That's okay. You know what? A new flow of contractors will come. Because this is a phase. This phase of building in the skyscraper has finished, and now we are getting other. Why these people left? Their work is finished upon this site, this project. And now there's new group is coming, because now we have different work in a different area in the building of this skyscraper. Hello. Some contractors understand this. Why is it you've hired electricians and then they're not there next week? They've done their job. They've taken care of electricity. Let's move forward. Hello. What should we do? What should we do? You know, when we'll need electricians, we'll call. Hello. We're not going to call them, really. Daddy will bring them. Himself. And you're going to say, I don't know why I'm here, I want to come back. You know why? Because Daddy needs electricians. That's why he's standing there, just give him a hug and say, come in, come in, we haven't seen you for a year. No big deal. Let's work. Hello. It's all good, church. Just breathe.
Дыши спокойно.
Breathe.
Это не твой проект.
This isn't your project.
Это не твой
This is not your skyscraper. This is not your highway.
Это не твой аэропорт.
It's not your airport.
Хотя тебе так и кажется.
You might think so.
Но это всего лишь иллюзия.
But it's only an illusion.
Аэропорт не твой.
It's not your airport.
Аэропорт папин.
It's daddy's.
Никто не мог даже подумать, no что валяется под ногами
that
твоими.
Whatever is right before your feet, David, is victory.
Yeah, Abraham.
In your sacrifice, the whole nation is hidden. It's quite simple.
Естественная победа.
Natural victory.
Авраама и цена.
Abraham's victory and the price was in the natural son that he had to naturally place upon the sacrificial altar and naturally bring him as a sacrifice. And when an angel stopped him, God said, you've done it. Relax. Now, I don't need the shedding of the blood. I see that you love me. I'm speaking with my own words. Listen to me, beloved. Everything is right next to you, right here. Here it is. Do not chase anything or run after anything. Don't wake up in this nervous tick. I didn't buy this book. That's it. My call is gone. No, everything is next to you. Listen to me very carefully. Everything is inside of you. Everything is next to you.
Yeah,
beloved widow, in those containers that are empty, and they haven't been filled for a while. Soon, supernatural oil will come in. Often, beloved, whatever is in your sight is so small, that's where your breakthrough and your dream is hidden. Sometimes, not fast, just not eat, simply not eat. That's where your breakthrough is in, by not eating. I never thought I was doing everything. I remember, Lord, I was doing everything. And God told me, my wife remembers, God told me, remember that car in your garage? I was ready to do anything and three times over, but besides whatever he told me. Somebody say, it's a small car. Oh, you'll buy another. No, no, no. I was crazy about that car. I love that car. You say the love is gone? No, I continue loving the car quite powerfully.
Abraham,
of course, can you compare the car with the son? No. But something was being ripped off. He didn't tell me that if I knew the result. I mean, I'd give this car right away. I wouldn't be tortured months and months. Often in the smallest things, your fast, your sacrifice, your simple step forward explodes everything around you. And a shift happens. Change of position. Your position is changing, and you understand that right now everything is different because now my rod is a snake. Now my rock is in the forehead of Goliath. Now this container is full of supernatural oil, and it's not stopping. What is that? It is what God said. And what you think is the most natural in your hands becomes supernatural. No matter what it is, stone, five breads, two fish, container with oil or a rod, it becomes supernatural. Everyone who is called by God to do something big and grand, they'll never needed something from the side. In that moment, when they need to do something, everything was in their hands or before their face. Beginning with Moses and finishing with fish and bread, God is making sure you have everything for victory. If you're in his mission and his will, everything will be next to you in the moment you need it. That's why Jesus said, do not take anything with you when you are going. There's a spiritual meaning here. When you are going into your walk in life, God will take care of everything. You hear me? You are starting your walk of life. And I want to calm all of you down.
I want you to simply just breathe.
And for you to understand that everything that you need is just to simply to wait for his word.
Just wait
for his word.
Oh, how the devil wanted
for Jesus to do something with that simple rock. Don't you dare get caught with this trick. Oh, do it. You're Jesus. You're anointed. Why don't you do it? There is right time and there is wrong time. Don't you dare start moving in the wrong time. A lot of people simply do things that God never told them to do. For instance, this getting positions in careers. If God has never placed you there, run away from it. I want to be like him. No, you don't want to be like me. If you live at least a week of my life, went through all these demonic attacks, not just in the night, also in the day, from all these different sources where it could possibly go through and just try remaining, be standing, try to cut off all this information that's trying to poison you, and everything is going against you to stop you. Why don't you try to see where are your friends and where are your enemies, because often it's not clearly visible. You hear me? Why don't you try to lose those that you love because you have a God that you love? It's great to lose enemies, but what about friends? How about friends that you don't want to lose, but because of your dream you have to say sorry? And both of you are sitting there, you're crying. You're sitting there, both of you are crying. Because that's how it has to be. There is no other way. It's easy to send away an enemy, but not those that don't want to leave you, but their time is over with you. And you have to say, I'm sorry. I have to go by myself now. And David turned around, and his beloved friend, Jonathan, David had to go through that by himself. Why? You have to carry your dream. Everyone will applaud you? No. Everyone will like you? No. When you're carrying a dream, everybody wants to kill you. And after David, you have to pretend that you're crazy to save your dream. No one wants this path. Everybody wants a good part of it. You can't have that. This is the law of balance of God. You cannot have problems. You cannot not have problems, you know, through this walk. You know, there are teams, tears. I don't know what happens like that. You cannot be poor and then without being rich first or the other way around. Usually if you receive something without experience, negative side or positive, it's not balanced. There's got to be a balance. You have to have and know a price of everything because you were somewhere out there and you needed something.
О, нам так всем нравится.
Oh, we all like things. We all like
это,
this, that.
А может ты хлебнешь того, что никто не видит?
How about you try that, that nobody sees?
How about maybe you try a little bit, and then you'll ask God,
do I want to be there or not?
Stop.
Will I be able?
Вот в чем.
That's where the question is.
Смогу ли я?
Will I be able?
Проблема не в том, насколько ты помазан.
Problem is not in how anointed you are.
Помазанных людей много.
There are a lot of anointed people.
Problem is in насколько ты сможешь нести свое помазание.
How long can you carry your anointing through years and never stop? Hello.
Через год.
Through years.
И когда твои враги стали твоими друзьями,
became your friends,
а твои друзья стали твоими врагами, ты можешь идти дальше?
Can you? Continue walking. It happens with me all
постоянно.
The time. All the time.
Those
that hated me, they love me, and then the ones that love me hate me now. What is that? Your dream continues to propel you forward. Price. Nobody wants to talk about the price. No one wants to talk about the price, but we need it. Five bread and two fish. Let's open up. Matthew 14, 15. Matthew 14,
15. Мне нравится, как все очень
просто. I love
просто.
How everything is so simple with Jesus. It's simple, guys.
Настолько все просто. Да, вот эта грязь, которая только что под ногами. На нее только что собаки
that was right there. The dogs were all over it.
Только что здесь животные ходили.
Animals
там
were
не
here.
Было чистой грязи. Грязи не было чистой. Ты берешь эту естественную
you
грязь,
take this natural dirt, you spit at it, and you create whatever it is. You spit mixed with this dust, and you place it, you push it in the eyes of this man who's blind. And of course, this dirt with obedience becomes new eyes. In the original, it is written that he had no eyes, the sockets were empty, and he placed this dirt. What is this dirt? Dirt is, you know, used to create something. What a man made out of? Not only this, that man was blind, he just had empty sockets, and God spit on that dirt, and he picked it up, made it into these balls, and placed it into the eyes. And then while he was walking and washed his eyes, it became into the eyes.
Дорогие мои,
beloved,
все очень просто,
it's simple,
но оно работает просто только тогда, когда ты слушаешь своего Бога. Тебе не нужно бежать за тем, за тем или за той. Тебе нужно просто дождаться, пока Бог скажет тебе что-то сделать. И
something.
Когда все это делают, не принято делать, ни у кого не получается. You know, а у меня получится!
When I was doing something, everybody would say, it's not going to work out. And mine worked out.
Stop!
For everybody else's encounters end, and with us it's over 6 years non-stop. It's still going and going.
But
God said to do it, and we're doing it. Until you leave this planet, it's going to happen. Because God told me to do it. What did God tell you to do? You think I'm afraid? No, not at all. If everybody leaves, others will come. If the others leave, the third will come as well. Whatever God said will never stop. Pay attention in your life. What is the Lord saying and what people say? Because whatever God says, it is yes and amen. And no curses and dreams about your downfall will never happen. You know what happens is they come and check to see your downfall. And they find the house full of people and conferences are full and testimonies are coming and coming. Why? Because God told you, not him. If he'll start doing something and God didn't tell him, then his rod will remain a rod, even if he might paint eyes upon that rod. Make it look like a tail of a snake and say, oh, there's the snake.
Мы тоже делаем.
We do that as well.
Послушай.
Listen.
Не смеши свою палку.
Do not laugh at your stick.
Ничего не работает.
It's not going to work.
Работает только
It only
то,
work,
что Бог сказал тебе.
If God told you that.
Вот где люди хотят
this
раскусить.
Is where people,
знаете, у нас у всех есть вот как
us,
раскусить
we have this desire to find out the secret.
Как раскусить?
How do we find this
Они
secret?
Изрыли все. Проповеди и молитвы знают лучше, чем вы.
They know messages and prayers better than you. They've studied everything to the very smallest thing. He did this with his fingers. He did this with his fingers. He did this. What is it? What does he mean by that? That's a Masonic symbol.
Это автомат Калашникова.
No, this is a rifle.
Алло.
Hello.
Я люблю Иисуса.
I love Jesus.
Масоны мне ничего общего
не имел.
I
have nothing in common with Masons.
И не собираюсь.
And I'm not planning on it.
О, Бог.
Oh, God.
В чем? Что мне делать?
Where is it? What should I do? Should I dress like him? No. Maybe I should buy this podium. No, it doesn't work.
Тебе Бог сказал?
Did God tell you?
Тебе Бог сказал? Не помню, не делай.
Don't remember? No.
Не знаю, не делай.
Don't do it. If you don't know, don't do it.
Не трогай, не прикасайся.
If he did not tell you, do not go, do not do it. It's not going to work with you, I guarantee you. You will be a joker, and people will laugh at you. It will be embarrassing.
И позорный клоун,
you'll be a
потому
clown,
что у тебя не
because
работает,
it's not gonna work,
потому что тебе Бог это не
God
говорил.
You to do that.
И Саул не надо
and
брать
Saul,
камни и бросаться.
You don't need to take these rocks
у тебя
and
Саул,
throw them now.
Они работать.
Saul, they're not gonna work with you.
Это не твои камни.
These are not your rocks.
Матфея 14:15.
Matthew 14:15. When evening came, the disciples came to him.
Мне нравится, как Иисус
кувыркал
своих учеников.
Or just flip his disciples all the time.
Постоянно.
Constantly.
Он настолько их закувыркал, что когда он сказал, будете пить мою кровь,
when he said that you're gonna drink my blood and eat my body, they didn't complain much. When he said, I'm gonna destroy this temple and rebuild it in three days, and disciples said, that's okay, guys, he can do anything.
Эти сказали, не, все нормально.
And they said, it's okay, it's
верим.
All good, we believe,
верим.
We believe.
Потому что все до этого
because
было,
before
по воде
that,
ходил.
You know, he walked on water.
Ходил.
He walked on water, he did.
У этого мужика
this guy,
с коробочки там, пять хлебов, две рыбки, глянь,
from
this small толпу накормить.
Bread and fish, look,
он все
he
делал,
fed all these thousands of people.
He would be,
you know, he was in a mountain of transfiguration, there's all these different things. If he'll break it down, he will rebuild it.
Понимаете, до чего Иисус довел своих учеников? Они верили всему.
You know what? His disciples believed everything. This is what Jesus did to them.
Смотрите.
Look.
Когда на следующий вечер к нему пришли его ученики
when evening came, the disciples came to him and said, this is a remote and barren place.
И уже поздно.
And the day is now over.
Людей,
send the
frogs
away into the village to buy food for themselves.
Иисус сказал
Jesus said,
незачем
they do not
уходить.
Need to go away. You give them something to eat.
Поесть. И тут как-то так.
And here,
это точка стоит.
It's kind of a period.
Как-то дать поесть Иисусу.
Feed him, Jesus.
Как?
How?
У нас ничего нет.
We don't have anything.
Как мы можем дать поесть,
how
если у нас нет?
How can we give them something if we don't have
это
anything?
Это вы дайте.
No, you give
знаешь,
them food.
Тебе нужно не смотреть на
you know, you don't need to look at bread. You need to listen to God.
Сказал дать.
If he said
дай.
To give, give.
Дай.
Give.